You're listening to New Technia. The U.S. is blocking new foreign-made humanoid robots without security approval. The FCC has blocked new foreign-produced advanced robots from routine approval for sale in the United States, citing risks including surveillance and remote control. Existing devices are unaffected, and new models can still enter through a federal security review exception. The United States has placed a major new barrier in front of foreign-made humanoid and four-legged robots. From July 28, new models produced outside the country generally cannot receive the federal equipment authorization needed to be imported, marketed, or sold, unless they pass a separate security review. The 30-second summary. What happened? The Federal Communications Commission added foreign-produced advanced robots to its covered list, restricting approval of new connected models. Why does it matter? The decision could reshape which robots reach U.S. factories, warehouses, laboratories, and consumers as the industry moves toward mass adoption. What is the catch? It is not a recall or a blanket ban on every Chinese robot. Previously approved products remain legal, and new models may receive a federal security exception. Key fact: the restriction applies to new foreign-produced models seeking authorization, not to robots already bought or models that were previously approved. What the FCC actually changed? The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, maintains a covered list of communications equipment judged to pose an unacceptable risk to U.S. national security. Its July 28 update added advanced robotic devices made in foreign countries, along with foreign-produced connected power inverters. The robot category includes mobile machines such as humanoids and quadrupeds. Because connected robots contain radio equipment, a new model normally needs FCC equipment authorization before it can be imported or marketed in the United States. Placement on the covered list generally closes that route. The wording is broader than a ban aimed at named Chinese companies. It applies according to where a device is produced. Chinese manufacturers are likely to feel the greatest immediate effect because they have become prominent suppliers of affordable humanoid and four-legged platforms, but models made in other foreign countries are also within the rule. Why a robot is being treated as a security risk? An advanced robot is not merely a motorized appliance. It may carry cameras, microphones, depth sensors, and mapping systems, then send data through wireless networks. In a factory, laboratory, or power facility, that sensor package could reveal the layout of a site, the movement of workers, or details about equipment and operations. The FCC also points to the possibility of remote access or commandeering. A compromised robot can create a physical risk as well as a data risk because it can move, lift objects, and operate near people. The concern is therefore different from an ordinary connected gadget, even though the public notice does not show that every foreign robot is unsafe. Reuters highlighted UniTree, a Chinese company known for humanoid and quadruped robots, as one manufacturer likely to be affected. Its G1 humanoid is marketed for research and development. The FCC rule, however, does not accuse that specific model of a demonstrated vulnerability. What remains allowed? The change does not order owners to stop using robots they already have. Previously purchased devices are unaffected, and equipment that already received authorization does not automatically lose it. The federal government can also continue buying or using covered devices. There is a route for new foreign-made models. A robotics manufacturer can seek conditional approval from the U.S. Department of War. If that department concludes that a device does not pose an unacceptable national security risk, the FCC can allow it to proceed through equipment authorization. This exception matters because it changes the policy from an absolute prohibition into a security gate. how quickly reviews happen, what technical evidence companies must provide, and whether approvals apply to individual models or product families will determine how restrictive the system becomes in practice. Why this could change the robotics market. Humanoid robots are still early products, but companies are testing them for logistics, manufacturing, inspection, and research. Affordable foreign platforms have given universities and developers a faster way to experiment. If newer models cannot reach the US without a lengthy review, buyers may face fewer choices and higher costs. The policy could also encourage assembly and production inside the United States, although domestic manufacturing alone will not settle every cybersecurity question. Software updates, cloud services, component origins, and data handling practices can matter as much as the final assembly location. For manufacturers, the next contest will be about evidence as well as price and performance. Companies may need to document secure update systems, data flows, remote access controls, and supply chains before a robot can enter one of the world's largest technology markets. Before we overstate the result, the rule covers new foreign-produced models broadly. It is not a finding that every Chinese or foreign robot has been compromised. Previously authorized and previously purchased devices are not affected, so the change will not remove existing robots from use. The practical impact depends on how the federal conditional approval process works, including its standards, speed, and transparency. What happens next? Robot makers will have to decide whether to pursue federal approval, shift production, redesign connected features, or focus on markets outside the United States. U.S. importers and research institutions will also need to check the authorization status of future models before ordering them. The larger takeaway is that robotics policy has moved beyond questions about jobs and safety on the factory floor. Governments are beginning to treat intelligent machines as mobile networks of sensors and actuators, and access to markets may increasingly depend on proving that those machines can be trusted. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.